The Scared Soul. Part 2. Recap. Sam meets with an accident during his morning jog and is rushed to the hospital. He eventually slips into the coma state and experiences out-of-body effect. While he is strolling around, he encounters a pleasant-looking angel of death who offers taking him along over a journey of truth. Sam had mixed feelings about it. He was scared, but at same time, curious to know what happens next. While he agrees, the angel of death absorbs him into her staff. Although he was in the staff, he found himself to be looking out of a secured capsule. He could hear and see everything happening around.
What exactly have you done to me?
Well, you see, you are not capable of accompanying me to the place where I am to take you on your own. So, I had to secure you in this divine staff of mine. This will also shield you from the soul snatchers. So, shall we?
Well, I have no choice as of now.
Well, then, let's go.
The Angel of Death teleports to a huge bright chamber with lots of holographic screens playing various visuals.
Wow! Where are we? Is it some sort of studio? What do these screens show?
We are in the multidimensional space. The visuals that you see are the actual happenings in the world. In fact, we can even observe the past and the resultant future here.
What exactly does this mean?
The Angel of Death waves her palms and moves some of the screens. She points her finger at a distant screen that zooms closer to her.
Here it is. So, tell me, what would have been your wish before your tenure on the Earth comes to an end?
Well, not wish, but plans to execute. I had to take my family on an international vacation. Wanted to purchase that villa. Before that, I wanted to get that promotion.
Hold on. These are your wishes, not plans. What if these wishes don't get fulfilled? What shall you do?
A good question. I don't know. Seriously. Had never thought about it.
You see, Sam, humans throughout their livelihood run behind their aspirations, wild dreams, and unrealistic goals. And one day, everything comes to an end. Unfulfilled.
Yes, you are right. I have these wishes, but not sure whether they shall be ever fulfilled. But then, what's life without dreams?
That is exactly what leads you towards what you call as heaven and hell. These are nothing but situations. I have encountered souls who panic on having realized their end of tenure on the earth. They just refuse to accept the reality and proceed with me towards the eternity.
So, what happens next?
Let me show you something. These screens that you see here will show you that.
Sam watches the visuals played back on the various screens. He could observe the struggle that every soul was passing through. On one screen, he could see a soul refusing to leave the earth in search of the lost treasure which he could not find while being alive. Eventually, the Angel of Death leaves him alone to wander into the woods, hunting for the treasure, and finally ending up haunting the caves in dismay. Although he had found the treasure, it was of no use for him. He had finally realized that he had sacrificed his peaceful eternity in search of something that never belonged to him. Sam felt sorry for the poor soul.
So, does he have to be in this way forever?
He chose his destiny. My colleague, who had arrived to escort him, mentioned that he was too adamant and was not ready to accept the fact of his death. He wanted to discover the treasure, not for sake of wealth, but just to prove that he is an excellent treasure hunter to those who never believed him. His death was a consequence of his hasty decisions to cross the valley, even when his team of experts had warned him against it. His overenthusiasm doomed him. His team aborted the mission to rescue his body. But even after that, he was still adamant to find the treasure. His greed led him towards what he is suffering today. You know what? I guess this is the hell for him.
Stuck forever?
Not forever. Only until he repents and summons his death angel back. But he needs to realize it on his own.
The other screen displays the soul of a woman in the vicinity of a housing colony who tries to possess people passing by. She tries hard but fails, as she couldn't pass through anybody.
What is she up to?
Possession of a host. But she is not capable of that. She wants to be back with her family and thinks that by possessing any random person, she can achieve what she wants.
But how will it help her?
It won't. Actually, she won't be even accepted that way. She thinks that if she can possess a person, especially a woman, she can get back to spend the days as before with her husband and kids. But she fails to realize that it is not the acceptable way. Every single body has its own soul. Even if she wants to possess it, she cannot control it, since the host soul has the control over the body.
But I have personally seen possessed people. They look scary. They become very powerful physically. In fact, sometimes their body deforms in strange way.
Yes, because they are not able to control the body the way it is controlled by the native soul. The native soul is part of the body and connected with its organs through mind. The mind coordinates with the brain and so the nervous system. This relation is from the time of birth. Now imagine a new soul that has no such relation with the body, which is already connected with another soul, tries to hijack it. The host soul, if is spiritually stronger, drives away the parasitic soul, while if it's weaker, succumbs to the attack. However, the foreign soul still is not able to take complete control.
But then, why doesn't someone among you explain this to her?
Do you think we wouldn't have? You humans are too adamant and self-centered. She will learn it the hard way. Either she gives up and returns to the peaceful eternity, or end up into a trap of a soul snatcher.
Soul snatcher? What's that?
Soul snatchers are the practitioners of evil crafts who capture souls as their slaves for carrying out their evil orders. Souls like her who attempt possessing people often end up into the clutches of the practitioners of dark crafts. Their soul gets tainted and so cannot be accepted on the planet of souls until and unless they are cleansed.
I guess that is what would be called as hell. Being slave forever.
You can see lots of souls here who are not able to accept the reality and wander in search of something they cannot find. They are not able to understand the simple rule of life.
And what's that?
The rule is simple. Death is beginning of a new journey. Whatever you do during your lifetime remains here on the earth. Whatever you carry back are your deeds and learnings. Once you die, your tenure comes to an end, and there is no reason for you to stay back. Some souls who have attained peaceful eternity had spent their whole lives learning from life. Instead of getting stuck in the materialistic goals, they preferred seeking peace in the higher spiritual goals. They learned to share rather than hoarding. You see, ambitions are important in life, but being overambitious ruins everything.
But how do you determine if one is ambitious or overambitious?
Eat only the quantity needed to satisfy your hunger. Overeating doesn't just impact your health, but even your future reserves of food, isn't it? Overambition is like overeating.
You are right. So, tell me, what is per you, am I? Ambitious or overambitious?
How am I to determine that? It's you who would know whether your stomach is full or empty. It's you who need to judge yourself. Nobody else.
But I guess now everything has come to an indeterministic phase. I am not sure if I am alive or dead. So, I guess, nothing left to judge.
Well, not everyone gets a second chance.
As soon as the angel of death narrates those last words, a bright flash of light emerges and blankets everything. The light fades while Sam appears to be lying on his bed as his wife tries to wake him up.
Hey, Sam. Wake up, dear, wake up. Your morning sip is ready.
Sam wakes up and looks around with an amazed face.
Good morning. Come on now. It's time for your walk.
Good morning, dear. When did I come back from the hospital?
Hospital? What are you talking about? Guess you had a strange dream.
Yeah. It was indeed a dream. I will just freshen up and make a move.
Sam freshens up and gets his fitness band. He picks up his smartphone, and while he is about to pick up his headset, he remembers his dream and the last words of the death angel.
Not everyone gets a second chance.
He smiles and moves out, leaving behind the headsets.